Yeshua Perek Chav Beis. The Perek opens with Yeshua sending Reuven, Gad, the Kats, and Asher back to the non-Eretz Yisrael side of the Yarden, known as the Trans Yarden. In Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis, it says, Ad Yikur Yeshua L'Reuven V'Gad V'Kats Matem and Asher V'Yomar Aleim Atem Shemartem Es Kol Asher Tziva Eschem Moshe Eved Hashem. Hashem, Yeshua tells them, you fulfilled your word and kept your obligation to Moshe and what Moshe has commanded you. Yeshua gives praise to the 2.5 Shvatim for keeping their word they gave to Moshe and doing battle for Klal Yisrael. Yeshua then warns Klal Yisrael to keep the words of Torah's Moshe. As it says in Pasuk Hey, La'aves Hashem Elokeichem, for love Hashem your God, and to walk in Hashem's ways, the lishmor mitzvosov, and to keep Hashem's mitzvos, v'ledov kavo, and to connect with Hashem, v'le'ovdo v'chol v'avchem v'chol nafshechem, and to serve Hashem with all your heart and all your soul. Then Yeshua continued to bless them. In Pasuk Zion and Pasuk Ches, Yeshua gave a special blessing to the Chati Sheva Menashe, that they will have extra wealth. The Maimon explains the additional bracha was necessary because since this half a shevet would be living away from its extended family, they needed the extra bracha of a shiris of wealth as additional support. In Pasuk Tes through Pasuk Yabez, the 2.5 shvatim return home and they build a huge mizbeach. As it says in Pasuk Yud, mizbeach al yardin, mizbeach godol lemaret. The Mizbeach that was built on the Yarden, it was tremendous and big. It was very visible. All of Klal Yisrael heard of what happened and the Mizbeach that was just built and were ready to make a civil war with the 2.5 Shvatim. As it says, La'alos Aleim Litzava, they gathered their army in order to go to war with them. They were infuriated by the Mizbeach. They all gathered in Shiloh and to discuss what happened, and Klal Yisrael sent Pinchas ben Elazar, HaKohen, and 10 Nesiim, one from each Shevet, one from each tribe. Through Pasuk Yedzayin, Yud Gimel, through Pasuk Chaf, they inquire harshly of the 2.5 Shvatim. Why have you built the Mizbeach? Don't we have enough on our minds? Don't we have enough on our hands? Didn't we already sin with the Pa'ur? If you are mowed against Hashem, it will be taken out on all of Am Yisrael, they tell the 2.5 Shvatim. Didn't we already get punished with the sin of Achan ben Carmi? If we remember back to the first battle of Ai, when Achan ben Carmi stole from the spoils of war when he was warned not to, and they lost the battle because of that. And Pasuk Kaf Aleph through Pasuk Kaf Tes, the 2.5 Shvatim respond with the reason why they built the Mizbeach, as it says in Pasuk Chav and Pasuk Chavav and Pasuk Chav Zion, Lo le'oyle v'lo lizbach. We did not make this to bring korbanos. Ki eihu beinenu ubneichem. We made this as a wisdom, as a testimony, as an aid, as a monument between us. We had the best intentions in mind. Because we live on the other side of the Yarden, we want future generations may think we have no chelik in Hashem. So we built this here as a monument, as a constant reminder for future generations that we indeed have a chelik in Hashem. Pasuk Lamed through Pasuk Lamed Dalet, which is the end of the Perek, when the emissaries heard the 2.5 Shvatim's explanation, they accepted it. They returned to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael rescinded their army and accepted their explanation as well. The 2.5 Shvatim named the Mizbeach Aid, as it says in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, V'yikru b'nei Reuven b'nei Gad u'Mizbeach ki Aid hu b'nei Seichet b'neinu ki Hashem Elokim, because it's a testimony, it's a monument. That Hashem is with us. Therefore, we call it aid, because it is testimony to that. I'd like to point out, it's a machlokes where the Mizbeach was actually built. The Mavum, the Kliyakar, and the Mitzudas learn it was built in the Eretz Yisrael side of the eastern of the Eretz Yisrael side of the eastern side of the Yarden where the Mizbeach was built. This is why the Shvatim believed Reuven, Gad, and Chatz Menashe that their intent was only to serve Hashem and not to bring korbanos, because the Mizbeach was indeed built in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi and Zvachim seem to learn, and Kuf Aleph Amud Beis seems to hold up the Mizbeach was actually built on the non-Eretz Yisrael side, therefore causing more suspect of the rest of Klal Yisrael of why the 2.5 Shvatim were building Mizbeach there. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.